We return now to our top story this hour, the devastation in Oklahoma and the communities around Oklahoma City. And the city of Moore, Oklahoma, which really we're seeing is something of a ground zero for tornado devastation, devastated in May of 1999. And, of course, much worse devastation, it appears, from the tornadoes that came through last night. Joining us to help us understand what kind of a meteorological event occurred over the last 48 hours is Harold Brooks, a research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory in Norman, Oklahoma. You're not far from Moore yourself. Harold Brooks, welcome.
It's good to be here.
So what kind of an event happened, and what is it about Moore that makes it so unlucky here or vulnerable?
Well, it was in the sense that any tornado outbreak and any violent tornado is a normal event. This is about as normal as it could be. We had a strong upper-level pattern in the atmosphere that led to the right kind of wind profiles. We had lots of low-level moisture, very high dew points yesterday, so lots of energy for the storms. And in that kind of an environment, you're more likely to get a violent tornado than any other environment. And as far as Moore's concerned, as best we can tell, they're just very unlucky. I mean, there's no reason to think that they're any more preferred than other places. There have been a few tornadoes that have hit just south of here, in where I live in Norman, in the vicinity, that if they'd been moved by maybe 5 miles in their path, you know, we could have had very high death tolls out of those, and those have been in the last 3 or 4 years.
And this unlucky really is the proper characterization, because in the terrain out there, there's nothing really to channel the wind in any predictable way once it gets going.
Well, yeah, and really, in reality, the tornadoes don't particularly care very much about topography. We've had tornadoes that have crossed the Continental Divide, and so that's not a real big deal. And the thunderstorm itself is drawing air in from a very large area, and you know those storms are, you know, get to be 60,000 feet tall, so they're not all that concerned about small-scale features like terrain.
Is there anything about the energy in this storm, in the pattern of clusters of tornadoes that moves us an order of magnitude or any level of magnitude beyond the traditional baseline of storms in Oklahoma? Is the climate having an influence here at all?
We can't tell if there's any impact of climate change on tornado occurrence. There may be a slight, there may be an increase in the variability of occurrence. That's something we're actually actively studying right now. But in terms of the intensity, no. And we don't really have any expectations for a change in intensity in the future. Our understanding of how the climate's going to affect the environments is that one of the ingredients, the energy associated with available for storms, will increase, but that the wind shear, which organizes the storms and which tends to control the intensity more, will actually decrease. And so we've got one variable that'll be becoming more favorable for tornadoes and another will be becoming less favorable. And the balance is really hard to pick out.
Can you tell me what went through your mind when you looked at the radar photos, the indications of the data around Moore, and then the pictures?
Well, I mean, yeah, yesterday, we've known since last Wednesday that there was a chance of a tornado outbreak either on Sunday and yesterday in this vicinity. And yesterday, from the forecast yesterday, we knew that it was going to be very, very close. I was, in fact, quite concerned about my daughter, who is at home from university at our house, and making sure she was okay. And I didn't see the tornado from my office window. I could see the storm go up and watch it at that point. And it was one of those, you know, with where it was, what it was expected to do. You know, if you'd asked me at 10 o'clock in the morning if a storm forms west of the Oklahoma City metropolitan area, what's going to happen? It would have been we'd have a really big problem. And the real question was, would it be the northern part of the city, the southern part of the city, Norman, or a little bit further south? And it ended up being Moore.
Harold Brooks, research meteorologist at the National Severe Storms Laboratory. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
He's close to where the storm wreaked its worst havoc. He's in Norman, Oklahoma, not far from Moore. Michael Cross joins us now, state capitol reporter for KOSU in Oklahoma City. Michael Cross, your thoughts, what is your sense of what the state is dealing with right now?
Hello, John. You know, I think the state is dealing with many of the things that it did 14 years ago when another tornado tore through some of the same parts of Oklahoma and Moore. It was at that time considered an EF5, one of the first EF5s ever on record, and it killed 44 people, and it took months. It took months before everything got back to normal. Parts of Moore, the new parts that it went through, including the Warren Theater, are a result of kind of having to recover from that devastation 14 years ago. The Warren Theater was brand new. It was exciting. Everybody loved it. And just when I went by it yesterday with the governor, it was very, it was devastated. And there was debris everywhere when I went through last night, and people walking around in a daze. It was just a surreal experience.
I imagine that given the recent memory, the fresh memory of the 1999 tornadoes, which I can even remember covering, that it affects the rebuilding effort. It gives a sort of ghostly quality to whatever mission going forward to basically make Moore the way it was before.
Yes, it's almost, there is a sense of almost PTSD. You get the feeling of having to redo it all over again. But I think there is also the ability to look at that and go, okay, we've done it before. And that's what the Moore city manager said last night at the press conference was, you know, we've rebuilt before and we will. We're a resilient people. And the outpouring here in Oklahoma has been amazing. Every you know, I follow Twitter and everybody is tweeting out, here's where you can go to drop off cash or checks or items that they need or things that the first responders need. Oklahomans are always willing to lend a helping hand, and these first responders have really shown that they can do great things, and especially now that we're finding out that the death toll might have decreased a little bit from what they were saying yesterday. And I think that just shows that more people are the first responders are able to get out there, not only from what they learned in May 3rd, 1999, but what they learned in the bombing of 1995. I think all of this comes together to say, and also the several tragedies we've had, ice storms. And we're no strangers, especially natural disasters. So I think that we're used to that, and we know how to immediately pick up and start getting to work, getting things done.
Well, and there's a real lesson from the people of Oklahoma to the rest of the people in the United States to be really serious about those first responder networks and those early warning networks. And that's something you're experiencing right now. Yes, Michael?
Exactly, John. It's been amazing to watch the outpouring of love and support and the work that the people here are doing.
All right, Michael Cross, State Capitol reporter for KOSU in Oklahoma. Oklahoma City, of course, the center of, again, a natural disaster that may break all records. Michael was referring to the tornadoes that took place in 1999, where more than 40 people were killed. The death toll unclear at this point. The president expected to speak shortly on this devastation in Oklahoma City. We've been following the aftermath of the tornado. For our listeners in Oklahoma, we always want to hear from you at 877-8-MY-TAKE. You can post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Lyndon Dees writes on our Facebook page, here in Stillwater, we've been spared from nature's fury. Still greatly saddened, though. I'll be taking some needed items to the drop-off points in town to help survivors and the recovery crews. I wish there was more I could do. There is a lot that can be done in Oklahoma. Very much experienced to dealing with these kinds of recovery and response efforts. Share your thoughts. Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or find us at facebook.com/thetakeaway. We go out on a somber note. Riders on the Storm, certainly germane to the events of today, but also allowing us to remember Ray Manzarek, keyboard player and co-founder of The Doors, who died after a long battle with cancer. Thanks so much for listening. I'm John Hockenberry. This is The Takeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.